Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. All right, now that I got that part out of the way, it's Simone Biles. Simone Biles wins the Olympic gold medal in the women's all-around final. She does an incredible floor exercise. I'm sorry, I don't know anything about gymnastics. I haven't even watched the Olympic shit. I don't even think, like, I watched a little bit of USA versus Serbia just to see Jokic. I don't know, and that, I mean, to me, that's just watching NBA basketball for the most part. But anyway, Simone Biles, she is the greatest of all time. And when I Googled her name to at least get what she won gold in, the second article that comes up says Simone Biles trolls her haters with an iconic necklace after her 6th gold medal win. The haters hate it, so I love it even more, the Olympic gymnast said after winning the all-around final at the 2024 Paris Olympics. She is the GOAT. She rocked the GOAT chain. And man, I love the acknowledgement of your haters, because I do the same. She said the haters hate it, so I love it even more, and I feel the same way. 888-808-1019. 888-888. You're not doing anything but making us bigger, making us stronger. It's free fuel. It's free motivation. We don't even know y'all, but we use it to go and conquer and win and live out our dreams. Internet. That's what the internet became. A way for anonymous people to hate on people that are successful and just fire those people up even more to continue to be successful. Interesting. So they've called the Hall of Fame game. That's a wrap. That game's done. With the rain, it's like, what are we doing here? Everybody go home. We don't need to see the fifth string guys that are going to be cut in 2 weeks play. And yeah, that's a wrap. The Chicago Bears. The Bears win the game 21-17. And I think you saw a few names that you recognized, and you saw enough out of some guys. And good, that's our first little taste of NFL football. So with it being the start of the NFL preseason and me being a football guy and leaning into that, you know, I came in and I talked about football and football's impact on my life and encouraging young guys to play football. We played the Tom Brady Hall of Fame speech where he talked about play football because it's hard, because it's tough to get up at 6 in the morning. When, you know, it's tough to be at 2-a-days while your friends are on the beach. It's tough to hit and tackle and do it again and again and again. And that's facts, man. That's true. It'll make a man out of you if you stick it through. If you play football from a boy to a man, you'll learn a lot about yourself. And what I've learned is that the NFL is changing. The game is changing. Tonight we saw a new kickoff rule. There's like an area that the ball is being kicked in. There's no more running down. These guys are like 5 or 10 yards away from each other. They kick the ball. They block each other. And I don't know. I think there are going to be some teams that scheme and find a way to make a couple blocks and spring some guys, but nothing really happened tonight. No big returns tonight. Earlier, I had Bob Papa on, radio play-by-play announcer for the New York Giants. Bob is also a Yankees fan. We connected on Yankees Twitter, and I couldn't wait to bring him on to talk about the Giants. In a week, the Giants will kick off their preseason, and I asked him about everything from Hard Knocks to Daniel Jones to Brian Burns. Go back in the free Odyssey app 2 hours ago, around 9:05, if you want to listen to that interview. And yeah, other than that, we've been putting together our list of favorite football movies. I think I have a list of about 25. Maybe somebody on the line has a movie that we've left out. Let's go to Ed in Mohegan. What's up, Ed? You're on the Fan.
What do you say, Keith? Before I give you my movie, I got two little nuggets for you. First of all, Spike TV is now Paramount Network.
Okay, makes sense.
So when you're watching Paramount, you're watching Spike. Secondly, you talked about The Program with James Caan, the football movie. You might not remember this, but when the movie first came out, there was a scene. It was about college ball. And the quarterback of the team was played by Craig Sheppard. And what they used to do was, to prove their toughness, they would go out to a busy highway and would lay on the double yellow line with traffic whizzing back and forth just to prove their toughness, mm-hmm. just to kind of get into character. So what happens, kids around America are starting to lay down on the and dying. They're getting maimed. They're getting killed. Mm-hmm. So they cut the scene from the movie. It was in theater for a short time. It was a Disney movie, and they actually cut the whole scene out of the movie. It's a pretty big deal at the time. You don't really hear about it anymore.
Yeah, but I faintly remember that. And no, that's it's crazy. Like, you know, obviously it's a fictional movie, but
yeah,
you'd see that and imitate it.
So, of course, they had to cut it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my movie hasn't been mentioned yet. It's a football movie the way Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And it's a remake of a 1941 classic named Here Comes Mr. Jordan. It's called Heaven Can Wait with Warren Beatty. And he plays for the Rams. They actually use the Los Angeles Rams, but he played a fictitious character named Joe Pendleton who was the backup quarterback. He wanted to lead the team to the Super Bowl, and they just informed him he was going to be the starter going forward. So he goes out on a bike ride, and he goes into this tunnel, and he's about to get hit by a truck, and the angel that's supposed to bring him to heaven when he gets hit by the truck takes him out of his body too soon, and he would have survived. So the whole movie is him trying to find a new body so they could bring him back to Earth because they cremated the other one. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is surrounded on him trying to play in the Super Bowl at the end of the movie. Have you ever heard of it?
No, and I'm looking it up now, and there's so many things that are Heaven Can Wait.
Let me tell you, it was up for a ton of Oscars. It should have won. It was written by Warren Beatty and Buck Henry, who is one of the most amazing writers out there. He created Get Smart. He wrote The Graduate. He wrote a bunch of Woody Allen movies. I mean, it's a tremendous classic flick. Chris Rock actually remade the same movie. I forget the name of it. It was terrible. But it was actually based on Here Comes Mr. Jordan, which was the same movie, but instead of football, it was about boxing.
So the Chris Rock movie was down to earth. It wasn't...
It was awful. But Heaven Can Wait actually transcended the original. The original had Robert Montgomery and Claude Rains as Mr. Jordan, who was the head angel who takes him around to find a new body. And he winds up coming back and, you know, he tries to convince his football coach that it's him. It's his soul in another body, so he has to convince his coach it's him. And the coach is played by Jack Warden. It's got Diane Cannon, if you're a Laker fan, you know all about her. Charles Grodin, I mean, it's Julie Christie. Tremendous movie. James Mason as Mr. Jordan in this version. Just if you ever, I mean, you'll finish this movie and you'll go, it's haunting. It's that good. It could be one of the best movies I've seen in the 70s.
Thanks for the call, Ed. I mean, I've got a ton of movies now. I guess if I ever get a night off and I don't just pass out on my own merit and my wife's like, let's watch a movie. I'm like, hey, I've got this long list of football movies. And she's going to be like, football? Really, Keith? Does everything have to be football? No, we could do baseball stuff too. Lewis is out in Brooklyn. Hey, Lewis, welcome back.
Hey, are we ready? What does Dak Prescott say? Here we go. I'm back.
We them boys. How about
Jeez,
them Cowboys?
Get right. Yeah. Hey, you missed the best movie. Yeah. The movie that didn't happen yet. The Cowboys go to the Super Bowl this year. Yeah. That's the best movie. What do you mean? Back, Dak Prescott back to pass. CeeDee Lamb.
Picked off, intercepted by the Green Bay Packers. Oh, man.
You got to be optimistic. Zeke Elliott.
No, why? I don't know. I can't do this year. I packed up after last year. I packed up every single Dallas Cowboys, everything that I have. It's now that I moved, it's in a garbage bag somewhere. I have no idea where it is. So as of right now, I'm not.
I hope it's in the recyclable at least, you know.
Well, it's in a garbage bag. I haven't thrown it away. One day, Jerry Jones will retire and the Dallas Cowboys will be back in an NFC Championship Super Bowl. And I'll be like, there we go. But as of right now, I'm currently shopping for just NFL merch. I'm just going to be a Rob Lowe NFL fan this year. Yeah, just.
You know, I think they got rid of Pollard too quickly because I think him and Zeke would be good, you know, together. But I don't know. I don't know why
they were like 3 years ago. But no, they got rid of Tony Pollard because he was not as effective after the injury. And what they saw was Tony was more effective when he was the secondary guy, when he could catch some screens and some, you know.
Right.
He wasn't. They banked on him being the lead back. He's not a lead back, and he went home. He went home to Tennessee. Zeke, the Titans paid him. The Cowboys weren't going to pay him.
Took Zeke Elliott back. Then why not? All right.
Because they're getting what they're paying Ezekiel Elliott to come back. It's stupid. I've mentioned it a bunch of times. They're still paying him from his own contract, and then they've got a very low cost contract on him right now.
Yeah.
Let's see if he's effective.
Any surprises? Anyone doing good? Anybody that you have hopes for?
No.
Ferguson, is that his name?
Everything,
the tight end?
Everything coming out of Dallas Cowboys camp, because, like, you know, since I've been a Cowboys fan online and connected with actually, like, content creators and writers, everybody is talking about why they haven't paid CeeDee Lamb, why they haven't paid Dak Prescott. This is malpractice. My. This is self-sabotage. What are they doing? They said they were going all in. They signed guys from the USFL. They signed Eric Kendricks. Like, this isn't going to be good. This doesn't make any sense. Like, yeah.
But we still have Brandon Cooks. And is Michael Gallup still on the team?
Michael Gallup just retired. And Brandon Cooks is cooked.
Oh man. So who do we have? Dattle?
No, there's nobody.
We have some good running.
No, it's it's Dak's team it's Dak by himself.
What about Stephon Diggs? Is he back?
Stephon Diggs' brother, Trayvon Diggs, is back. He's cleared for contact.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't get your hopes up on the Cowboys. They got Jalen Tolbert.
He had a lot of interceptions, remember?
2 years ago, yeah, I don't know. I'm not looking forward. Not looking forward to it.
Don't give up.
No, I'm not giving up. I'm just not looking forward to it, and I'm not repping them. I'm not outwardly, like, wearing Dallas Cowboys gear because I don't want that smoke.
Here we go, Dak Prescott.
Yeah, here we go again. Jerry Jones said, you'll see us take more of an all-in approach this offseason. That's cap. What are you talking about? That was a complete lie. And, like, you know, here's what else came out of Dallas Cowboys camp. Trey Lance has been struggling. He can't pick up the offense. He can't run the offense. He's been struggling a lot. And the guy that Jerry Jones decided to trade a fourth-round pick for when you needed a running back. And in the fourth and fifth rounds, plenty of running backs were drafted this year. Like, they're just dumb. They're just stupid. That's what happens when you have an 81-year-old owner with his hands in everything, right? That's why I actually look at John Mara, and I'm like, John Mara, even hearing his clips saying, no, you know, I definitely weigh in, and I tell him what I want to do, but ultimately I let the GM and the coach and their team make the decisions and do what's best for the team. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mario in Long Beach.
What's going on, Keith? How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, you know. I just try to avoid the Cowboys subject at all costs. Maybe they'll be better than I expect. Maybe that's what's got to happen this year. No, I doubt it.
Yeah, you were saying something interesting before as a football player about making a business decision not to get hit over the middle, you know? And it's very interesting when you could use it, when you should use it, when you shouldn't. I mean, running backs never get to do that, right? They never make business decisions.
They are battering rams. I don't envy anybody that has to play running back at any level. You're just getting hit. Like, guys are flying in the tee off on you. You got to be strong.
I'll tell you, anybody that's coming up, if they have ability to be a pro and they're a running back, they have to be out of their minds. That's the worst position to be.
NFL players will tell you, I'm not making my kid a running back. They take all the hits, and they don't get paid for all the hits that they take. They have to fight for every dollar that they get. It's not right. Look at Saquon. That's why Saquon's like, hey, like, I'm such a big bulk of the offense. I want to get paid.
Yeah, and you're looking at this. I don't know if you heard the Pro Football Focus had the list of the top rosters in football. I don't know if you looked at it at all.
No, but I'll look at it right now.
And you know what? The Jets were ranked number 4, right? And I think the Giants were rated number 30. You know, so what a difference, you know?
Yeah.
On the midday today,
incorrect.
I mean, Pete. What?
And that's incorrect. You know, for the Jets to be that high and for the Giants to be that low and for all the additions and changes that the Giants made, for them to be that, I don't think they're that bad. I don't think they're bottom 3 in the NFL.
Well, that could be indicative towards their one loss in Vegas, 6-5, and the Giants and the Jets 9-5.
Yeah, it's a different year, though.
You know?
It's a new year. I see. I'm looking at Pro Football Focus. They got 31 New York Giants, and then 32 is the Denver Broncos. I'll let you go ahead and speak, and I'll read why they think biggest weakness in 2000 and no, this is from 2023. I'm trying to find the 2024.
2024, I think they're 30.
So they went from being 31 to 30. I don't know. Everybody's down on the Giants. So 2 years ago, when everyone was down on the Giants and they didn't have the horses and they had a worse roster than they have now, we said, oh, it's the coaches that game planned and schemed and got them all of those wins and got them to the playoffs. So what happens now that these same coaches are here? Obviously, Wink Martindale is not here. But you still have the same head coach, same offensive coordinator, some of the other pieces, and you have a better roster. They can't figure out a way to win. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. None of us know. That's why we watch. That's why we talk about
this
stuff.
6.5. I mean, Vegas is 6.5 for the Giants, 9.5 for the Jets.
Yeah,
I think part of it has to do, their best player by far was Saquon Barkley, so they lost their best player. So who's really the star on the team? Who's the star? Their left tackle?
Daniel Jones.
Dexter Lawrence? They don't really have, you know, they don't have a star really.
Daniel Jones got to be the star of the team. Daniel Jones got to put up numbers this year. He's got a bunch of wide receivers.
I'm going to leave you with one thing. Zach Wilson really helped the Jets. You know why?
I don't know why.
And you're going to laugh. He was so bad that's the reason that they got Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, and Sauce Gardner. They would have
and
never
Jermaine Johnson and
that bad.
Will McDonald, yeah. And yeah, I guess, in a way.
Right, so if he was just mediocre, they would have never got those guys.
Yeah, it's tough to waste a number 2 overall pick on Zach Wilson, though. Like, that's
an
all-time.
Yeah, but he was rated pretty highly, though. It wasn't like he was that was a stretch, right?
I thought it was. Coming out of BYU in a COVID year, I'm like, this could end badly. And it didn't even have a chance to start well. I was at that game. Jets-Patriots to open up the year. This kid threw, I think, 3 interceptions on his first, like, 4 attempts.
Well, it wasn't Daniel Jones was more a stretch at number 6. Most people had him in the second or third round, right?
No. I think the reason that like that year Dexter Lawrence got drafted after, I think at like 17, and the reason they drafted Daniel Jones at 6, because that year it was Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones, and Dwayne Haskins, RIP, and I don't think folks thought that Daniel Jones would be there when the Giants got to that second pick that they had, so they had to use that 6 overall pick on him. And I mean, he was coming out of Duke, but he had been to the Manning Passing Academy. He played in the Senior Bowl. Like, there were some people that liked him. He was overdrafted, but obviously, you know, David Gettleman said he was in full bloom love with the guy. And when you find your guy, go get him.
Hey, he may not. What do you think the chances are he's the starting quarterback when this year is over?
If he stays healthy, high. If. It's the NFL.
Yeah, I think it's one other thing, and then I'll let you go. It's also his production. I don't really think he's that good. First of all, you know?
I think he can be. I think he certainly can be.
Because what's going to happen, Keith, when you got a running quarterback coming in off an ACL and he can't run? Is he going to be as effective? He ran for 700 yards. That's the reason. One of the reasons he got
this
that.
This is his third year in that offense. I would hope by now he knows that offense in and out and that he's comfortable in that offense. And with these weapons that they've given him, he's able to get rid of that ball, distribute the pill, and let the rest of these guys do it.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Go Yanks. Thanks for taking my call, buddy. Great show as always.
Thanks for the call, Mario. Yeah, that's why we watch. That's why we gamble. That's why we get excited when they win games that they weren't supposed to win. So I don't know. I'm not as down on the Giants, especially seeing Hard Knocks and seeing how they went about building their team. Are they going to be one of the top teams in the NFL this year? No. Are they going to have some weeks where they surprise people? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So 888-808-1019, taking your calls on football movies, on the Giants roster, on the Jets roster. And like, as I said too about the Jets, the names and on paper are great, but like, they have to be healthy, available, and they have to gel. They have to be ready to compete. I mean, they come out of the gate facing a 49ers team that those guys have been playing together at a high level for years. So we shall see. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got to take a break. My show ends in about 32 minutes. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Okay, we're back. Quickly here. I feel like the last 25 minutes of the show feels like 10 minutes, and then it's over, and I'm like, sorry, I couldn't get to you, and I leave people hanging on the phone. So let's get right to the phones. I think you guys know what we're talking about. Pretty much trying to find the last football movie that we didn't mention. I have a list of 25 football movies. And, yeah, the first preseason game is over. Inclement weather ends that game. And we've passed the off day, and we get ready for the Mets and the Yankees to resume play tomorrow. Mitch is out on Long Island. What's up, Mitch? You're on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? How you doing, buddy?
Good, good, good.
How about the movie Radio, Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Radio is another good one that I did not even think of, and no one has said. Win. Good
job. I was thinking, I'm like, what am I listening to you on, you know? And I'm like, oh, wait.
Simple as that.
All right, and let's go Yankees. So I'll catch you in the bleachers.
Thanks for the call, Mitch. Let's go, Yanks. I'll see y'all in the bleachers tomorrow. Ari is in Lakewood. What's up, Ari? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thanks so much for taking my call. During the Philadelphia series, when Chisholm hit his home runs, judging by Soto's facial expressions, it doesn't seem like he was so fond of Chisholm. Did you see that, Keith?
I did not see it. And I don't know why. I don't know why it matters. I don't know why this has become a WFAN thing. It started with the call into Moose's show. I heard Evan play the call today. I don't care. Like, all right. So when DJ hit his grand slam, everybody was smiling and happy. So now, do we think that the team isn't welcoming Jazz Chisholm and his success? I think they want to win. I think they're happy that they're winning. I saw Judge. Judge was pretty gassed up. When Jazz homered, I definitely saw a Judge. I don't know about Soto. Maybe Soto just wasn't, I don't know. I don't care about their facial expressions.
But will it Judge anything with his re-signing with the Yankees?
What, Jazz?
Yeah, no, Soto.
I was going to say, Jazz is here and he's under control for another year, I believe. But Soto? No, Soto is... Soto compared to Jazz Chisholm is not, you don't make that comparison. And then, like, I don't think that Soto is looking at Jazz like, oh, now he's here, I don't want to be here at all. He's like, pay me. I want the most money.
Mm-hmm. And Keith, you think the Yankees are back after these five straight?
Certainly. But I've seen them have these letdowns. I don't want it to happen, and I hope it doesn't happen. But I've seen them have these road trips where they rally and they win series, and then they come back home to the Bronx and the fans are all geeked up and we pack the stadium and it's loud and it's rowdy, and then they don't score runs and they lose and it's like womp, womp, womp. I'm hoping that Jazz has really actually changed this team, this lineup hits, and we're playing the Toronto Blue Jays. You cannot have a letdown. The Yankees are back. It's time.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Keith, for taking the call.
Thanks for making the call, man. Yeah, I don't know. I don't care about facial expressions. And, like, also, it's TV. You're not at the game. If somebody called me at the game and say, so somebody that was in Philadelphia called me and say, you know, when Jazz hit that home run, Soto was sitting on the bench with his arms crossed, pouting about it. Greg is in Edison. Greg, you're on the Fan.
Thank you. Love the show, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, I got three movies. I don't know if they were on your list. I was trying to hear it, but I didn't catch them all. Okay. How about Jerry Maguire? Did you have that on there?
Jerry Maguire definitely counts. Man, I'm like, I don't know how I missed that one. There's been like five movies that I missed, And I don't know how I did a five-hour show putting this list together, and nobody said, show me the money.
Yeah, yeah, there's another one. How about draft day?
Draft day, I actually just got a tweet about that. So I will say, shout out to Dre, HNL Dre, at Dre underscore HNL. He said, one more Keith draft day with Kevin Costner. I said, yeah. That's a football movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's another one, Paper Lion.
Paper Lion. Who's in that?
That was with Alan Alda.
Paper Lion. Yeah.
That was about, I think some of the football players were in that from the Detroit Lions.
It was based off the book?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Count it. Good call, Greg. Yeah, I mean, I guess there's so many football movies. Now I have a list of like 30. I'm going to put this on Twitter at the end of the show. It's a pretty good list. And especially if, like, you know, you want to get in the mood for football, if you want something to watch, or if there's a movie that you haven't heard and, you know, you feel like you've watched most of the movies on the list, and you can cross off the ones that you haven't. Let's go to Frank in Baldwin, New York, next up on the Fan.
Hey, MVP. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, you know what? I forgot about that one, Frank. I gotta make some shirts or hashtag something like that.
Okay, so here we go. Goldie Hawn, Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson. Great movie, Wildcats.
Yeah, somebody mentioned it early. I never saw it.
Oh, it's a good movie. 1987, I believe.
But Steve Fortunato has been on it all night, and he's great. And he gave me like a quick synopsis on it. I'm like, that sounds like a good movie.
Yeah, it's really good. Did you happen to see that today? I think it was today. The women's boxing in the Olympics. I saw it on Twitter. It was so heartbreaking. Where the girl from Italy, I think.
Yeah.
Was fighting,
it seemed like she took one punch and then called it quits in the.
I mean, you can't blame her.
No, I can't blame her.
It's so sad. I mean, is this what we become, you know?
Yeah, it is.
I just you know, it's human physiology, you know. A man and a woman, you know, hit different body types and strengths and stuff, and I just don't think there's no room for it in sports, you know, and it's dangerous, you know?
I think they're fighting it. They're fighting it in some sports. They're fighting it in some leagues. But I think the Olympic sports is hard to do that because it's the world versus the world. I don't know the rules on it. I saw that clip, and I saw people obviously on Twitter going back and forth about it. It doesn't seem right at all.
Yeah. So if you ever do baseball movies, one of my favorite is The Scout with Brendan Fraser, like the Yankees. Oh, what a great movie.
Yeah, I'll have to put a pen in
up,
that
27 down. Oh, what a great movie.
I have to put a pen in that for the next one. And that KMVP, we might have to print the shirts or stickers. Absolutely. Or something,
How's the cat doing, by the way?
A lot better. I actually had the conversation with my wife. No hairballs. We did what we had to do. She's been good, and I think she really likes the new apartment. She's good, and it makes me feel good that like we took care of her, and she's good. She's all good.
Yeah, we found a mother kitten with four babies out by a gas station. Of course, my wife took her in to, you know, keep them in the house until we could find somebody to adopt them.
Wow.
And now. But now she's falling in love with him. I already got two. I can't be having seven cats, but boy, you know, I it's hard to, and you call every adoption agency, you know, for cats and stuff, and they won't take them.
No.
It's sad. It's sad. You know?
Yeah, but so I mean, cute. Good on your wife. You got enough room for that many cats? I don't know. Like, my wife. Yeah, my wife
wouldn't
do that.
Keeping them separate. Yeah, I'm keeping them separate. But it's just a nice thing. It's so nice to come home and see the little boy. It's like, you know, having a kid is tough at all. But when you're done having children, having a cat is the second best thing. That's what I think.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Frank. Yeah, I just, at this point now, my wife done put this cat on me, and I care too much about the cat. I saw Mac Hollins. You guys got to look up Mac Hollins from the Bills. Mac Hollins says, having small cats living with you in your house, they will steal your soul. He also says that people wear shoes too much, and we've made them like a part of our bodies. Also, utensils, eating food with utensils. We should be eating with our hands because our hands can get the temperature. I don't know. Mac Hollins is out there. He looks like Tarzan. I might have to draft him in fantasy, though, because there's a good shot he's going to be catching a lot of passes from Josh Allen. 888 808-1019. Coming back after this last break. Another one. Another 5 hour KM to AM in the books. Thanks for calling up and not starting trouble. What's up with these new drops? Like, call the fan, start some trouble. No, I don't want no smoke with y'all. I don't want to get in any more trouble. I'm good. The other one was like, disturb the quiet car. Like, what? What are we trying to promote here? Listen, I've got, I don't know here, 7 minutes to take 6 calls, and they're all football movie calls, and I have like 30 movies, so I'll say your name, I'll say where you're from, I'll go to you, throw your movie out, and maybe you get another sentence or two in, and then we're going to wrap things up, okay? Okay! A one, a two, a three, here we go. Dario in the Bronx, you're on the fan.
Hi there, Keith. Jim Thorpe, my the starter, the guy that plays is Burt Lancaster.
Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. What? I've been out there. I didn't know there was a Jim Thorpe movie.
Yeah, he's an Indian. He won all the Olympics on track and field.
Oh, yeah, I know who he was. And now I'm looking. Jim Thorpe, All-American, 1951.
Yeah, and he made a mistake playing football. Because he needed some money or something, and they took away all his hardware, all the trophies he won in the Olympics. Then later on, he was reinstated. All the stuff they found were wrong about it.
Jim Thorpe.
Good movie. A great play.
Thanks for the call, Dario. Shout out to Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. Next up, Jesus is in Jersey on the fan in New York.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Real quick, 3 movies. I don't know if it's on your list, but I got a Necessary Roughness.
Yup, we got it.
Little Giants.
Yup.
And the one where he goes, my name is Willie. Willie Beeman. I got the lead.
Any Given Sunday. Thanks for the call, Jesus. We got all 3 of those, but I know I haven't gone through the whole list in a little while. But we had Little Giants in Any Given Sunday from my personal favorite list, like in the first hour of the show. Bill is out in Rhode Island. What's up, Bill? You got it next.
Hey, Keith. What about Draft Day? Anybody mentioned that one yet with Kevin Costner?
Yup, that was recently just called in and mentioned on Twitter. Count it.
And then I got another one that nobody's going to have, but it is a good. It's kind of a comedy, and it's sort of a comedy, but it's a good football movie. I'm not kidding you. Bonzo Goes to College. Look it up. It's 1952. It's
Bonzo
a football movie.
Goes to College.
Yeah, it's about a chimpanzee who stars like for a college team. I'm not going to give you the plot, but
the chimpanzee wearing number 5 with the helmet and the jersey on Google.
It's an hour and 20 minute movie. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a good watch. It's a good watch. Can I make a quick Yankee comment?
Yeah, go for it.
Now, the Yankees, I like the fact that they're getting younger now. I haven't heard people mentioning this too much. You know, we got Austin Wells. We got Jazz.
Yep.
We got Volpe.
Yep.
Rice.
Yep.
Dominguez is going to be coming up.
Cabrera.
Verdugo.
Spencer Jones.
The oldest guy there is 27. You know, Judge is the only one over 30.
Stanton.
So, Yankees are getting...
DJ,
Rizzo,
Cole.
Well, yeah. No, but Rizzo's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
DJ, he'll probably still be there, but he'll be a spot player.
No, it's all part of the plan to get younger and get more cost-effective. Thanks for the call, Bill. Trevor is in New York on the fan in New York. You got it.
Hello, Keith. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening since it first started.
Appreciate you.
I want to talk some Yankees. Soto, Judge, and Chisholm. Crazy. When I first heard that Chisholm was getting signed, I was freaking out. And then the first night when he hit a home run, freaking out.
Yeah, good.
I just want to know how you felt about pictures and getting signed.
Oh, I had no social media, no phone, no alerts. I was moving on Saturday, and I had, just was locked in on everything I had to get done. And when I turned my phone on, my boy Caesar texted me. So he broke the news to me, and I was like, let's go. Let's go. And I knew.
Yeah.
I knew. I'm like, this is going to change things. I knew that night. I was so excited to watch the game. I knew he wasn't going to be in the game that night. But they had an amazing win, stole that game from Boston, and they haven't lost since.
I know. I thought this could be our year.
Yeah, it's still on the table. It's still very much on the table.
But let me add a football movie. Is Rudy on there?
Yeah, and it took a while for me to add Rudy. I don't think I added Rudy until like the 10 o'clock hour. Thanks for the call, Trevor. Let's go, Yanks. Thanks for making your first call to the fan during KM to AM. Mike is out in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike? You got it next.
What's up, Keith? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I got a movie from 1991, so maybe a bit before your time. But it's got a crazy opening, which you know if you know. The Last Boy Scout.
The Last Boy Scout. Someone just...
Damon Wayans, Bruce Willis. I think the heavy is like a type of Jerry Jones figure. And it's an interesting movie because this is years before the Supreme Court case legalized gambling and all that. It's about gambling, you know, trying to get football and gambling more, you know, there's a lot of political intrigue. And it's a good flick, a good, you know, Bruce Willis kind of action flick. But let me just say, the caller before Frank, the Olympics thing is tricky because it's not cut and dry. Like, this is an Algerian boxer. She's not a trans woman. It was, she's been disqualified by the Russian. She's legit as far as the IOC is concerned, the International Olympic Committee. But last year she was disqualified, and then a Taiwanese boxer, woman boxer, by the IBA, the International Boxing Association, which is this Russian, apparently a little bit not as above board, or they get accused of not being as above board. She was disqualified by them. Okay. Now, she grew up as a woman. She's been fighting as a woman her whole life. She wasn't, it's not a question of intersex. I think a lot of people, you got to read, there's a Wired.com has an article.
I didn't know too much about it. That's why I didn't speak too much on it. I glanced at it on Twitter because they just throw this stuff in front of you. But I understand people hijack stories, and especially on Twitter, they turn them into other things. Thanks for clearing that up, Mike. The Last Boy Scout, shout out to @JohnE on Twitter. 56 minutes ago, I think he said that. No, he said the program. Ah, Matt is in Floral Park. Last one. You got it.
I came on board a little late, but I got to Heaven Can Wait with Warren Beatty and Brian Song.
Yup.
James Caan.
Got it. One more?
Yeah. Brian Song, James Caan, and some weight.
Count it. We had Brian Song, and the last one goes to The Express, the Ernie Davis story. So that's like 40 football movies. Appreciate you guys. That was fun. Thanks for playing along. Thanks for listening to my five-hour show. No C-Mac tonight. D-Mac tonight. Daniel McCartan is coming up next. Keep it locked to The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.